1. Commercial driver's license information. Entry-level driver training requirement. FMCSA's entry-level driver training, ELDT, regulations set the baseline for training requirements for entry-level drivers. This includes those applying to obtain a Class A or Class B CDL for the first time, upgrade an existing Class B CDL to a Class A CDL, or obtain a school bus, S, passenger, P, or hazardous materials, H, endorsement for the first time. The ELDT regulations are not retroactive. The entry-level driver training requirements do not apply to individuals holding a valid CDL or an S, P, or H endorsement issued prior to February 7, 2022. If an applicant who obtains a CLP prior to February 7, 2022, obtains a CDL before the CLP or renewed CLP expires, the applicant is not subject to the ELDT requirements. Any individual who meets one of the exceptions for taking a skills test in 49 CFR Part 383 is also exempt from the ELDT requirements. For more information about the ELDT regulations and the training provider registry, visit https://tpr.fmcsa.gov. License classifications. On October 26, 1986, Congress passed the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act of 1986. This law requires each state to meet the same minimum standards for commercial driver licensing. The standards require commercial motor vehicle drivers to get a commercial driver's license, CDL. You must have a CDL to operate any of the following commercial motor vehicles. Class A, any combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 pounds or more, provided the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. You may also operate a three-wheel vehicle, excluding a two-wheel motorcycle with a sidecar. Class B, any single-unit vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more, or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR. You may also operate a three-wheel vehicle, excluding a two-wheel motorcycle with a sidecar. Class C, any single vehicle, or combination of vehicles, that are not Class A or B vehicles, but either designed to transport 16 or more passengers including the driver, or is used in the transportation of materials found to be hazardous for the purposes of the Hazardous Materials Transportation Act and which require the motor vehicle to be placarded under the Hazardous Materials Regulations, 49 CFR Part 172, Subpart F. You may also operate a three-wheel vehicle, excluding a two-wheel motorcycle with a sidecar. South Carolina Code of Laws, Section 561-2030, Item 16, defines gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, as the weight or the value specified by the manufacturer as the maximum loaded weight of a single or a combination vehicle. The gross vehicle weight rating of a combination vehicle, referred to as gross combination weight rating, is the gross vehicle weight rating of the power unit plus the gross vehicle weight rating of the towed unit. Knowledge tests. To obtain a commercial driver's license, you must take one or more knowledge tests, depending on what class of license and what endorsements you may need. A failed knowledge test cannot be retaken on the same day, it may be retaken the following business day. The tests include: general knowledge test, must be taken by all commercial driver's license applicants. Combination vehicles test, is required to drive a Class A combination vehicle. Air brakes test, must be taken to operate a vehicle with air brakes. A driver who does not take this test or does not pass this test will be restricted to driving vehicles without air brakes. To lift this restriction from your license, you will need to take air brakes knowledge test and complete CDL road test in a vehicle equipped with air brakes. Doubles, triples test, is required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. Passenger transport test, must be taken by all bus driver applicants. School bus test, is required to transport pre-primary, primary or secondary school students from home to school, from school to home, or to and from school-sponsored events. For the school bus endorsement, The skills test must be taken in a school bus used for the purpose of transporting pre-primary, primary or secondary school students from home to school, from school to home, or to and from school-sponsored events. Hazardous materials test is required if you want to haul hazardous materials or waste requiring placarding. Tanker test is required if you operate a tank vehicle. Tank vehicle means any commercial motor vehicle that is designed to transport any liquid or gaseous materials within a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or the chassis. A commercial motor vehicle transporting an empty storage container tank, not designed for transportation, with a rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is temporarily attached to a flatbed trailer is not considered a tank vehicle. Skills test. There are three sections to a CDL skills test: the vehicle inspection, the basic control skills, and the on-road test. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you are to be licensed. The vehicle inspection and basic vehicle control skills test must be administered prior to the on-road portion of the skills test. If you fail one of the tests, you cannot continue to the next skills test. If you fail any of the skills tests, you may, under certain conditions, bank skills test scores from segments you have passed and not be required to repeat them when you return to retest. When taking the skills test, you must show proof of the GVWR to the examiner. If you are testing in a bus, you must also show proof of the bus passenger rating capacity to the examiner. This information is normally found on a metal tag or sticker in the door jamb of the truck, front of the trailer, or a metal plate above the driver on a bus. This manufacturer's plate must be legible. If you take your skills test in a vehicle that is not equipped with air brakes, you will be restricted to operating only non-air brake vehicles. Additionally, if you take your skills test in a vehicle that is not fully equipped with air brakes, air over, hydraulic, a restriction will be placed on your commercial driver's license that states no full air brake. If you are testing in a tank vehicle, the tank must be empty and purged of any residue if the tank vehicle previously contained hazardous materials. You must provide a document showing proof the tank is purged. For the passenger endorsement, the skills test must be passed in a bus or passenger vehicle with a capacity to transport 16 passengers or more, including the driver. The license will also be restricted to the type and size of vehicle used. Removing a few rows of seats does not change the rated capacity of a passenger vehicle. If the manufacturer assigns a rating of 16 passengers or more, including the driver, a commercial driver's license will be required for the operator. Trucks must have a passenger seat and the passenger door must open from the inside. The driver and passenger seat belts must work properly. Seat belts should be clean. Smoking and use of cell phones are prohibited during the test. A commercial learner's permit, CLP, holder is not eligible to take the CDL skills test within the first 14 days after initial issuance of a CLP. This is in accordance with Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulation 383.25, E. Failing the skills test. All commercial driver's license, CDL, applicants who fail any portion of the skills tests are to be charged a $25 fee for subsequent skills tests. Return times if you fail the skills test. If you fail a CDL skills test on your first or second attempt, you must wait 1 week to be retested. If you fail a CDL skills test on the third attempt or after, you must wait 60 days to be retested. Banking of CDL skills test scores. You may receive credit, bank scores, for portions of the CDL skills test that are successfully completed. Scenario 1. A driver who fails the vehicle inspection due to low score or does not perform the air brake check correctly is required to start over from the beginning during their next test. No scores or items inspected are carried over. Scenario 2. A driver who successfully completes the vehicle inspection but fails the parallel parking maneuver is required to retake and pass three basic control maneuvers before going on the road test. Scenario 3. A driver who passes the vehicle inspection and basic control maneuvers but fails the road test is required to retake the entire road test. Banking of scores will only apply under the following conditions. You must have a valid commercial learner's permit, CLP, for the class license for which you are applying. CLP holders are not eligible to take the CDL skills test within the first 14 days after initial issuance of a CLP. The remainder of the test must be taken within 1 year from the issuance of the commercial learner's permit. You must retake all portions of the skills test once the learner's permit expires or is renewed. B. You must successfully complete the skills test in this order. 1. Vehicle inspection. 2. Basic control skills. Then 3. Road test. If you fail any portion, you cannot advance to the next step until you successfully complete that portion of the test. All three portions of the skills test must be completed with the same agency, company. Third-party testers are also permitted to bank scores for their customers. C. The vehicle must be representative of the class license for which you are applying. If you are not able to use the same vehicle in which you passed the vehicle inspection portion of the test, the vehicle must match when it comes to these items: air brakes, auto or manual transmission, bus, truck, truck tractor. Combination vehicle must have the same articulation, such as fifth wheel and pintle hook. D. The previous score sheet or supporting document must be on file with the agency, company. If the examiner, safety officer is unable to verify your scores or vehicle type from the previous skills tests, then you will be required to retake those portions of the skills test. Vehicle inspection. Purpose. To see if you have the knowledge to determine whether the vehicle is safe to drive. Test procedure. You will be required to do a vehicle inspection on your vehicle and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. The examiner will mark on a scoring form each item you correctly inspect and/or explain. The memory aids are not allowed to be written on or marked before or during the test. To prepare for the vehicle inspection, you should study Section 11 of this manual. You must name and point to, touch each item and explain to the examiner what you are checking and why. To receive credit for an item, you must give a detailed commentary as outlined in Section 11. You are not required to use the exact wording from Section 11, but you must meet the scoring criteria. Example from Section 11. Shock absorbers. See that shock absorbers are secure and that there are no leaks. The examiner will accept other adjectives that properly describe the word leaks, such as fluids, puddles, or drips. Instead of the word secure, the examiner would accept a description such as tightly bolted to the frame. Warning. Some commercial vehicles come from the factory with minimal labels identifying particular components on the vehicle, power steering, oil, diesel, etc. These markings are from the manufacturer and may be tolerated, if not excessive. However, it is not permissible to label either by name or listing scoring criteria on the vehicle or the parts, identifying the inspection components outlined in Section 11 of this manual. If your commercial motor vehicle is labeled or marked as described, you will not be allowed to test for your commercial driver's license in that vehicle. Also, you cannot paint the required vehicle inspection components a different color from the initial factory paint to distinguish each part as a necessary inspection item for the test. If you in any way paint, mark, write on, or label the individual inspection components to identify them as the required inspection components as an attempt to cheat the vehicle inspection test, you will not be allowed to take the skills test in that vehicle. FMCSA prohibits these practices for the CDL skills test. You are to conduct the vehicle inspection as instructed by the department's certified CDL examiner, beginning with the cab check, engine start. Once you complete the internal cab check, engine start inspection, the examiner will instruct you to complete an external inspection, including the front of the vehicle, down a specific side of the vehicle, and the rear of the vehicle, in no particular order. You will be required to name and point to, touch each item and explain to the examiner what you are inspecting and why, and the type of defects you would look for on each item. The vehicle inspection test must be passed before taking the basic control test and the road test. The vehicle must also be safe. All major systems must work properly. This includes the lights, air brakes, or other braking systems, and emergency brakes. Any major system which does not work properly must be repaired before the road test will be given. Listen Section 11 of this manual. The examiner is required to read you the instructions for each portion of the test. Basic Control Skills Test. Purpose. to evaluate your basic skills in controlling the vehicle and judging its position in relation to other objects. Test procedure. After successful completion of the vehicle inspection test, you are required to successfully complete the basic control skills, BCS, examination. The maneuvers you are required to perform are conducted on an off-road skills pad located on or near the Department of Motor Vehicles. You will not be required to attempt these maneuvers in an in-traffic environment. Your basic control skills will be tested using 3 off-road exercises during the skills test. Listen section 12 of this manual for more information. Road test. Purpose. To evaluate your ability to drive safely in most traffic situations. Test procedure. You will drive a predetermined test route following the instructions given by the examiner. The test route will include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and downhill grades, interstate, city, and rural roads. The examiner will score specific areas of the test route. The examiner will not ask you to do anything dangerous or illegal. Listen section 13 of this manual. Time limits for taking the test. The CDL test described above meets the minimum standards for the licensing of commercial drivers. To complete the vehicle inspection, basic control skills, and the road test takes about 90 minutes. The time needed for the vehicle inspection varies from the type unit being tested in. There is a maximum time limit of 45 minutes allowed for the vehicle inspection. The basic control skills test takes about 15 minutes and the road test will take from 35 to 45 minutes depending upon the area and route design.